Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome once again to the Winning Every Day podcast, where we get inspired, encouraged, and fueled with God's word for victorious living every single day. I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I believe God has a word just for you. Today's devotional is titled, Do Not Worry, Trusting God with Tomorrow. And our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, which says, Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Let me begin with a story I once read in Dale Carnegie's classic book, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. Carnegie told about a young medical student, William Osler, who was overwhelmed by the thought of his studies, his career, and his future responsibilities. But one day, he came across the words of Jesus in Matthew 6, verse 34. Those words, "Do not worry about tomorrow," changed his perspective. He decided to live in what he called day-tight compartments, focusing only on what God gave him to handle today. He later became Sir William Osler, one of the most influential medical teachers of modern times. That story beautifully reminds us of Jesus' timeless truth. Worrying about tomorrow robs us of the strength and joy God gives us for today. Let's pause for a moment. How often do we find ourselves lying awake at night, replaying worries in our minds? Maybe it's the bills waiting on your desk, the results you're expecting, your children's future, or that project deadline. Jesus knew we would face these fears, which is why he said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Here's the truth. Worry never adds a single hour to our lives. In fact, it drains us. But when we trust God with our tomorrow, we free ourselves to live fully today. Now let me ask you, what is that one thing you've been carrying in your mind that keeps stealing your peace? Here's a word of encouragement. God already knows what you need before you even ask Him. Matthew 6 verse 8 says, For your Father knows what things ye have need of before ye ask Him. He's your provider, your shepherd, your shield. He has already gone ahead of you into tomorrow. Friends, I want you to keep this with you today. When you feel anxious, remember Philippians 4 verse 6 to 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. When you feel weak, hold on to Isaiah 41 verse 10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. So instead of carrying worry, carry the promises of God. Think about this. If you truly trusted God with your tomorrow, how much lighter would your heart feel today? Today, I encourage you to write down your biggest worry on a piece of paper. Then, in prayer, hand it over to God. Say, Lord, this is yours. I choose to rest in you today. Keep that paper as a reminder that tomorrow is in God's hands, not yours. As you go today, let's say this together. Today, I refuse to worry. My God is in control of my tomorrow. I walk in peace, I walk in joy, and I trust God completely. My future is secure in Him. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us that we do not need to worry about tomorrow because you hold tomorrow in your hands. Lord, I pray for everyone listening right now. Replace their fear with faith, their anxiety with peace, and their worries with your promises. As they step into today, may they find strength, courage, and joy in you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Winning Everyday podcast. If today's message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend, a colleague, or a loved one. Together, let's keep spreading encouragement and hope. Remember, you're not meant to carry tomorrow's worries. Trust God with tomorrow and win today. And Until next time, stay blessed, stay joyful, and keep winning every day.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.